Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 267 points today, a rise of 2.3%. For the week, the Dow gained 1.4%. Contributing to the mood, a Wall Street Journal piece today on the Federal Reserve pondering, at least, a new trick to buy mortgage-backed securities to bring down interest rates and boost the U.S. economy. S&P 500 up 22 points, 1.9% today. NASDAQ Composite up 38 points, 1.5%. The 10-year bond yield up to 2.21%. After plowing through the gobbledygook surrounding the high-stakes European Union summit that started today, I can boil it down to this. Should Europe set up a new bank for giant financial emergencies like it faces now, or should it set up a kind of insurance company for troubled government bonds? A new bank could borrow money from the European Central Bank, which itself has a magical power. It can invent unlimited amounts of money to stop a crisis by simply typing it into a spreadsheet, the old printing money idea. Jacob Kierkegaard is a fellow at the Peterson Institute.
There's no doubt that in the end, what really stands between a very bad outcome or a sort of negative tail end event in Europe is the European Central Bank. It is only the central bank in Frankfurt that has the capacity to stop a financial bond market panic once it starts.
France is pushing for an emergency bank that can draw on the central bank's magical power. Germany thinks quote-unquote printing or inventing money in this way would be reckless and inflationary. So there is also a plan B. Maybe Europe could take the hundreds of billions of dollars it already has in its emergency arsenal and use it as insurance to spruce up the government bonds of troubled places like Greece. Kierkegaard says even beyond Greece, this is really about a much bigger economy, Italy's.
The real key here is they don't want to let Silvio Berlusconi and Italy off the hook. The Germans want to make sure that actually Italy does not just the austerity, which they've committed to, but more importantly, the tough, longer-term structural reforms that's going to raise the Italian growth rate, reforms of labor markets and pension systems and the like.
Now that there will be an extended version of the European summit that stretches beyond the weekend into next week, market players as well as Kierkegaard himself believe the EU is fixing to come up with something big.
In some ways, I actually regard these delays, ironically, as a positive because it shows that the European leaders realize that they cannot afford to come out with a completely damp squid. It seems to me that finally European leaders are starting to grasp that they need to address all of the different aspects of the problem to have a chance to actually come up with a credible solution. And that takes a little extra time.
Jacob Kierkegaard is at the Peterson Institute. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. With Halloween just around the corner, Zillow, the online real estate site, has come up with a list of the top 20 best cities in which to trick-or-treat. San Francisco comes in first. It gets high marks for walkability, population density, and median home value. But the city's third worst of the bunch in terms of crime rate. So you can get more candy in San Fran, but you might not be able to hold on to it too long. You can see where your city rates on the Zillow list and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. The website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.